Track 3 of the Internet Research Agency Indictment by Robert S. Mueller, Special Prosecutor, United States Department of Justice. Federal Regulatory Agencies. Number 25. The Federal Election Commission is a federal agency that administers the Federal Election Campaign Act, parenthesis, quote, FECA, end quote, end parenthesis. Among other things, FECA prohibits foreign nationals from making any contributions, expenditures, independent expenditures, or disbursements for electioneering communications. FECA also requires that individuals or entities who make certain independent expenditures in federal elections report those expenditures to the Federal Election Commission. The reporting requirements permit the Federal Election Commission to fulfill its statutory duties of providing the American public with accurate data about the financial activities of individuals and entities supporting federal candidates, and enforcing FECA's limits and prohibitions, including the ban on foreign expenditures. Number 26. The U.S. Department of Justice administers the Foreign Agent Registration Act, parenthesis, quote, FARA, end quote, end parenthesis. FARA establishes a registration, reporting, and disclosure regime for agents of foreign principals, parenthesis, which includes foreign non-government individuals and entities, end parenthesis, so that the U.S. government and the people of the United States are informed of the source of information and the identity of persons attempting to influence U.S. public opinion, policy, and law. FARA requires, among other things, that persons subject to its requirements submit periodic registration statements containing truthful information about their activities and the income earned from them. Disclosure of the required information allows the federal government and the American people to evaluate the statements and activities of such persons in light of their function as foreign agents. Number 27. The U.S. Department of State is the federal agency responsible for the issuance of non-immigrant visas to foreign individuals who need a visa to enter the United States. Foreign individuals who are required to obtain a visa must, among other things, provide truthful information in response to questions on the visa application form, including information about their employment and the purpose of their visit to the United States. Object of the conspiracy. Number 28. The conspiracy had as its object impairing, obstructing, and defeating the lawful governmental functions of the United States by dishonest means in order to enable the defendants to interfere with U.S. political and electoral processes, including the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Manner and means of the conspiracy. Intelligence gathering to inform U.S. operations. Number 29. Starting at least in or around 2014, defendants and their co-conspirators began to track and study groups on U.S. social media sites dedicated to U.S. politics and social issues. In order to gauge the performance of various groups on social media sites, the organization tracked certain metrics, like the group's size, the frequency of content placed by the group, and the level of audience engagement with that content, such as the average number of comments or responses to a post. Number 30. Defendants and their co-conspirators also traveled and attempted to travel to the United States under false pretenses in order to collect intelligence for their interference operations. A. Krylova and Bogacheva, together with other defendants and co-conspirators, planned travel itineraries, purchased equipment such as cameras, SIM cards, and drop phones, and discussed security measures, including evacuation scenarios, for defendants who traveled to the United States. B. To enter the United States, Krylova, Bogacheva, Arbovda, and another co-conspirator applied to the U.S. Department of State for visas to travel. During their application process, Krylova, Bogacheva, Arbovda, and their co-conspirator falsely claimed they were traveling for personal reasons and did not fully disclose their place of employment to hide the fact that they worked for the organization. C. Only Krylova and Bogacheva received visas, and from approximately June 4, 2014 through June 26, 2014, Krylova and Bogacheva traveled in and around the United States, including stops in Nevada, California, New Mexico, Colorado, Illinois, Michigan, Louisiana, Texas, and New York to gather intelligence. After the trip, Krylova and Berchik exchanged an intelligence report regarding the trip. D. Another co-conspirator who worked for the organization traveled to Atlanta, Georgia from approximately November 26, 2014 through November 30, 2014. Following the trip, the co-conspirator provided Polozov a summary of his trip's itinerary and expenses. Number 31. In order to collect additional intelligence, defendants and their co-conspirators posed as U.S. persons and contacted U.S. political and social activists. For example, starting in or around June 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators, posing online as U.S. persons, communicated with a real U.S. person affiliated with a Texas-based grassroots organization. During the exchange, defendants and their co-conspirators learned from the real U.S. person that they should focus their activities on, quote, purple states like Colorado, Virginia, and Florida, end quote. After that exchange, defendants and their co-conspirators commonly referred to targeting purple states in directing their efforts. Use of U.S. social media platforms. Number 32. Defendants and their co-conspirators, through fraud and deceit, created hundreds of social media accounts and used them to develop certain fictitious U.S. personas into, quote, leaders of public opinion, end quote, in the United States. Number 33. Organization employees, referred to as specialists, were tasked to create social media accounts that appeared to be operated by U.S. persons. The specialists were divided into day shift and night shift hours and instructed to make posts in accordance with the appropriate U.S. time zone. The organization also circulated lists of U.S. holidays so that specialists could develop and post appropriate account activity. Specialists were instructed to write about topics germane to the United States, such as U.S. foreign policy and U.S. economic issues. Specialists were directed to create, quote, political intensity through supporting radical groups, users dissatisfied with the social and economic situation, and oppositional social movements, end quote. Number 34. Defendants and their co-conspirators also created thematic group pages on social media sites, particularly on the social media platforms Facebook and Instagram. Organization-controlled pages addressed a range of issues, including immigration, with group names including Secured Borders, the Black Lives Matter movement, with group names including Blacktivist, religion, with group names including United Muslims of America and Army of Jesus, and certain geographic regions within the United States, with group names including South United and Heart of Texas. By 2016, the size of many organization-controlled groups had grown to hundreds of thousands of online followers. Number 35. Starting at least in or around 2015, defendants and their co-conspirators began to purchase advertisements on online social media sites to promote organization-controlled social media groups, spending thousands of U.S. dollars every month. These expenditures were included in the budgets the organization submitted to Concord. Number 36. Defendants and their co-conspirators also created and controlled numerous Twitter accounts designed to appear as if U.S. persons or groups controlled them. For example, the organization created and controlled the Twitter account, quote, Tennessee GOP, end quote, which used the handle at 10_GOP. The at 10_GOP account falsely claimed to be controlled by a U.S. state political party. Over time, the at 10_GOP account attracted more than 100,000 online followers. Number 37. To measure the impact of their online social media operations, defendants and their co-conspirators tracked the performance of content they posted over social media. They tracked the size of the online U.S. audiences reached through posts, different types of engagements with the posts, parentheses, such as likes, comments, and reposts, end parentheses, changes in audience size, and other metrics. Defendants and their co-conspirators received and maintained metrics reports on certain group pages and individualized posts. Number 38. Defendants and their co-conspirators also regularly evaluated the content posted by specialists, sometimes referred to as content analysis, to ensure they appeared authentic, as if operated by U.S. persons. Specialists received feedback and directions to improve the quality of their posts. Defendants and their co-conspirators issued or received guidance on ratios of text, graphics, and video to use in posts, the number of accounts to operate, and the role of each account, parenthesis, for example, differentiating a main account from which to post information and auxiliary accounts to promote a main account through links and reports, end parenthesis. Use of U.S. computer infrastructure. Number 39. To hide their Russian identities and organization affiliation, defendants and their co-conspirators, particularly Polozov and the organization's IT department, purchased space on computer servers located inside the United States in order to set up virtual private networks, parenthesis, quote, VPNs, end quote, end parenthesis. Defendants and their co-conspirators connected from Russia to the U.S.-based infrastructure by way of these VPNs and conducted activity inside the United States, including accessing online social media accounts, opening new accounts, and communicating with real U.S. persons, while masking the Russian origin and control of the activity. Number 40. Defendants and their co-conspirators also registered and controlled hundreds of web-based email accounts hosted by U.S. email providers under false names so as to appear to be U.S. persons and groups. From these accounts, defendants and their co-conspirators registered or linked to online social media accounts in order to monitor them, posed as U.S. persons when requesting assistance from real U.S. persons, contacted media outlets in order to promote activities inside the United States, and conducted other operations such as those set forth below. Use of stolen U.S. identities. Number 41. In or around 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators also used, possessed, and transferred, without lawful authority, the social security numbers and dates of birth of real U.S. persons without those persons' knowledge or consent. Using these means of identification, defendants and their co-conspirators opened accounts at PayPal, a digital payment service provider, created false means of identification, including fake driver's licenses, and posted on organization-controlled social media accounts using the identities of these U.S. victims. Defendants and their co-conspirators also obtained and attempted to obtain false identification documents to use as proof of identity in connection with maintaining accounts and purchasing advertisements on social media sites. End of Track 3 of the Internet Research Agency Indictment.